Okay, last time we began discussing the sugya of Hachzara, and we noted different approaches in Rishonim as to whether the driving force between the Isser Hachzara is one of Mechzi Kemevashel or is it Shami Echata. Is it essentially the same concern that we have when it comes to Shehi of Shami Echata? Or is there a new concern that if you're going to put something back on the flame, even if you put something back on the flame without the requisite insurance provided, then we're concerned that of Mechzi Kemevashel. We discussed whether Mechzi Kemevashel is oriented towards the outside observer, oriented towards the person himself, or maybe both. The Shvus Yaakov points out that Perek Yud Ches, that there's some Rishonim that seem to have both formulations. If you look, for example, the Baal HaMor, the end of the long Baal HaMor in Tesayin and Mebez, the Baal HaMor uses both the formulation of Mechzi Kemevashel and the formulation of Shema Yechata. He points out that when it comes to putting a pot back inside a kira, there he writes that the concern is Shema Yechata. You're going to put it back into a kira. We're worried about Shema Yechata, as opposed to if you're putting a kedera back on top of the flame after putting in a gabi karka, then we're concerned about Mechzi Kemevashel. Meaning there may be situations, and we'll flesh this out, there may be situations where Mechzi Kemevashel is a more prevalent concern. There may be situations in which Shemi Echad is a more prevalent concern. They both may exist in tandem. He points out you have the same thing in the Chiddushei Aran, Lam Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskal E Amart. There he writes, Mechzi Kemevashel. And Lam Vav Amud Beis, Yemaskal Yibayluhu, which we read last time, there he writes, Shema Yechata. Kem and Shehu, not Lam Yala Eish, Benitztanam, Benitilaso, Ikola Mechash, Shema Yechata, Kishehu, Machzira. As we go on, we'll see that there may be instances in which both considerations exist lehalacha. The Chazon Ish makes the following observation apropos to the Ramah in the end of Sif Aleph. The Ramah in the end of Sif Aleph, which was a Sif about Shehiyah, discusses under what circumstances is a violation of Shehiyah and possibly Hafzara. Does it create an iser, even b'di'evet, to use the food? So the Ramah writes, this is on about halfway through the long Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, by the test of the Baragola, in Shachach v'Shaha, if a person violated the Isser Shehiyah, he left something on the flame where it wasn't Garfe Katam, im hu tavshil shabishal kol tzarcho mutter, afilu hu mitztamik v'yafalo, l'maisa, at the end of the day, if it was mevushal kol tzarcho, even though we're machmir l'chachila, not to put something on Kirish and Gufuk Tuma, even if Mavusha called Sarko with Samuk Fiafalo. But if you did it, Bidi Eved, it's much to use. Bimu Tavsha Shehiska Lismasha, Velo Bisha called Sarko, Asa Matisha, Bism Avrisha, Asa Bishne. However, if it wasn't Mavusha called Sarko, then we're concerned about the Maisa Shabbos ramifications. We'll tell you you can't eat that Tavshel until Motse Shabbos. That's all Bishogit. But if you violated this or she, then even if it's Mitzvah Shekol Tzarcho, we would be machmir to tell you not to use it until Motzei Shabbos. Says Rama, the Im Echzira Einu Yehudi b'Shabbos. Let's say you have a non-Jew that is machzir a kedera on Shabbos in a situation where there'd be an Isser Hafsara. for the benefit of Israel. Dino kishacha fusha. So that is a din of shogeg, where shachah v'shav is nisbasha called sarcho, it'll be mutter to use. The Yisrael, dino ka'aver v'shav. But if a Yisrael is machzir b'isser, even b'shogeg, we're more machmer on achzara than we are on shehiyah, and we would answer that even v'di'evet. Okay, says the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin, Oth Kaf Vav. As you refer, let's read the Mishmaru Lamed Aleph. Mishmaru Lamed Aleph says, where the Eino Yehudi is machzir the Kedera on Shabbos, dino kishaka v'sha, that's like the din b'di'eved, the din b'shogeg, sorry. D'mashenasa al yidei Eino Yehudi b'mezid, l'chamer mimashenasa al yidei Yisrael b'shogeg. If we're Mako for Yisrael b'shogeg, you should be as Mako if the Nachri did it, the Mason. V'alkein afilim, it's time for Yafala, Mutter, Kevin Shinispasha, Klotzarcho, Ve'enana Mimenu, Kol Kach. Okay, so that's Mishabu's explanation of the din of the Ramah when it comes to Hixiro, Eino Yehudi. Says the Chazon Ish, Stimulam Mitzayin Oskabah. V'nira, Dim Hixir Eino Yehudi b'Shabbos, Chayv L'Salka. If the Nachri did Hachzara the Isser on Shabbos, you have to remove it. D'chihechi v'shehiyah im nishar b'makam, just like when it comes to Shehiyah. If you violate the Isser Shehiyah, or you're mashing something the Isser, you have to remove it. Hachanami im b'Shabbos, so too, if someone did Hachzara the Isser on Shabbos, you have to remove it. The Shoresh Isser Chazara, who may chashash de lo lacy left to you, because the Yisod of the Isser Chazara is Shema Yechata, the Chayv L'Salik. So, very good. The Nachri was the one who put it on the flame, but if we're worried about Shema Yechata is a function of the Kurim Netzias, where you have this pot on a Kira, She'ena Grufa, Ve'ena Ketuma. And therefore, if the Yisrael knows that it's there and he doesn't take it off, then it's Ke'ilu, he was Maxer himself, B'mezid. If it's Mitzvah K'viyachol. And hichzer eino Yehudi b'tzivuya she Yisrael, if the Yisrael tells him to do the achzara, and yada the chazari the eino Yehudi aser behezid lahakil b'zeh aser di'evet. The ain't every Rama ella behichzer shalomi das Yisrael. Oh, the shagak shemutu lahakzer al yedei eino Yehudi. But if he does it al das Yisrael, then it'll be aser to be nana, and the Yisrael would have to remove it. So Maharsha Moshe just points out that the Chazon Ish here is going with a Shema Yechata consideration, and that's consistently what the Chazon Ish is concerned about when it comes to Hachzara. If we're worried about Mefzik HaMevashel would be a function of the act of putting it back on the flame. There's no Mefzik HaMevashel once it's on the flame. So Mefzik HaMevashel, if the Nachri, if we're only worried about Mefzik HaMevashel, the Nachri put it on. There's no Mefzik HaMevashel to speak of. Only if you're worried about Shem Yechata, then the consideration isn't just the act of Hachzara, but the continued state where it's on the Kira, where Hachzara had been done, if it's Eino Gruf V'Tumah. So then there would be ramifications of that, even if it was done Al Yedei Nahri. But if we're only worried about that Mefzik HaMevashel, then presumably the chumrah of the Chazon Ish would not be relevant. Okay, this question of Mefzik HaMevashel versus Shema Yechata comes up. It's reflected to some extent by the following machlokas we've shown him as well. Tosfos Dibamaskul Beisol Omrim Af Machzirin on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos is of the opinion that where there's an Iser Hatzara, the Iser Hatzara applies even on Erev Shabbos. There's a potential Iser Hatzara even on Erev Shabbos. What does that mean? Just read about halfway into the Tosfos. Oda Marie, the Matzino LeMeimar, the Erev Shabbos Nami Asur LaHachzir, Afilu Roseach. If you removed it from the flame Erev Shabbos, even if it's still hot, you can't put it back. Misha'ash Imhayakar, Lo Yachalasiach Mevayom. If there isn't enough time that it would have been able to boil, to heat up from cold to hot before Shabbos begins, and you put it back in the flame within that window, that shortened window of time, where there wouldn't have been enough time for it to heat up, there's a violation of Hatzara even on Erev Shabbos. So says the Ri. This is reflected in Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there. On the top of the Amud, and starting the bottom line of Lechesim and Aleph, Amr Rosh Hashanah, the Divrei Omer Matzirin, Afilu B'Shabbos. So when Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah that Af Matzirin, if it's Garb V'Katri, we could do Afzara, says Rashi, Matzirin Afilu B'Shabbos, V'Yom HaMachras, below Tema Fluxayu Mishech HaShecha, So the whole nidon of Hatzara, where Hatzara is permissible with the Tanai Hatzara, that's only on Shabbos itself. Before Shabbos, Hatzara is not relevant. Says Tosfos in the top of Afilu B'Shabbos, the Shabbos. The Tosfos there again points out or reflects what he writes on Lamed Vav and Beis, that the Iker Machlokas regarding Hafzara is on Erev Shabbos. That if it's cold enough that you couldn't heat it up to a high temperature before Shabbos begins, and you do Hafsara under the circumstances, is an Isra Hafsara on Erev Shabbos. The Rebbe really points out in others that Tosos, if he's saying that, is clearly going with a Shema Yechata consideration. There's clearly no Mefzik and Mevashel if you're going to do Hafsara on Erev Shabbos. We're not worried that people are going to think you're doing Bishul. Shema Yechata could be relevant even in a process that begins on Erev Shabbos. The whole nature of this is Shehiyah. Shehiyah, you're putting it on the flame Erev Shabbos, and we're worried by doing so you're going to be Mechata on Shabbos. Then it's at least Shayach to consider that maybe there are circumstances in which we're worried about Hafzara on Erev Shabbos as well. But if you're only worried about Mefzik Mevashel, there's clearly no Mefzik Mevashel on Erev Shabbos. Yeah?
If Mefzik Mevashel was like outcome focused,
Right?
then couldn't there be like a fear of Mefzik Mevashel? Just if someone would look at the pot at the moment of Shkia and see that it's not yet cooked because you put it on, meaning in those criteria, it wasn't yet ready by Shkia. So then it would look to a third party as if the cooking finished on Shabbos. If the guy looks like a second half of Shkia, let's say.
But there's no iser in putting something on the flame before Shabbos that's going to cook on Shabbos.
Right, I mean, you'd have to understand, I guess, Mefzik Mevashel, like as that someone else might come
I
to
think
that.
that's adding another layer. That's not
That
the
doesn't
simple
really
intention
seem.
of Mefzik Mevashel. And the Ran argues on Tosos. The Ran has Vav and Beis Bedape Rif Gibra Maskel Beis Shammai. The Ran says no. According to Beis Hillel, there's no problem consistently in putting into motion a melacha on Erev Shabbos that's going to take place on Shabbos itself. So there's no Iser Hachzara on Erev Shabbos. Iser Hachzara is only relevant on Shabbos itself. And that makes sense if we're only worried about Mefzik Mevashel and not Shem Yechad. It doesn't mean Just because you're worried about Shem Yechatzah, it doesn't mean that you're going to ask about Ksara Nehru Shabbos. But if you're only worried about Mechzik and Mevashel, it would be very difficult to understand why you'd ask your Hafsara on Erev Shabbos. Beisosef points out the Rashi we just saw as being of the opinion that Hafsara is only relevant on Shabbos as well, and points out that's the mashmos of the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. Mistima, there's no indication, excuse me, that there's an Isser Hafsara on Erev Shabbos, and that's why the Beis Yosef, and reflected in Shulchan Aruch, is not concerned about the Shita of the Baalei Tosfos, that we only have to worry about Hafsara on Shabbos itself and not on Erev Shabbos at all. The Ramah does quote two Deos. The Ramah quotes two Deos. Towards the end of Sif Beis, Yesh Omrim, the Kol Shu Samach L'Chashecha, O Samach L'Baruchu Shu Kabal Shabbos Adidan, Imu Samach Kol Kach Shib Nistan in Akdeira Yashar Larsichem V'Yom, Dina Kmo B'Shabbos Atzmo, Yesh Makilim Bazeh V'Minag L'Hakel, So the minhag is to be makel, but it's better to be machmir unless there's a compelling reason to be makel. So says the Rama. The Mishaburah conveniently points out in Sukkot and Ayin Beis that even that the halacha, even if we are choshesh for the day of hamachmirah, that's only as far as the requirement of Gar V'Katan. We'll see in a few moments the other Tanai Hapzara, Avodah V'Yadu, and Adin Yikol Gabi Karka, etc. So the Mishavur says, to the extent that we're Machmir L'Chachila, like the Baalei Tosfos, to be concerned about Hapzara even on Erev Shabbos, that's only if you're being Machzer on something that's not Gar V'Katan. As long as it's Gar V'Katan, then we're okay. So for all intents and purposes, as we've been understanding till now, in general, for many other reasons, there are many reasons to make sure that your heat source is Gar V'Kadim anyway. So, under most circumstances, your heat source is going to be Gar V'Kadim anyway. So, it's of minimal significance whether, in theory, we're machmir for this day of the Baalei Tosfos or not. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a question, but we've talked about the kula, that if you have a cooked pot, however you're shadi like a ruckus of meat,
Right.
then that prepared against those because you're being mafzer everything else. There's no kedera chaisa solve the shahi issue because there's no chashash hamayachate. But I guess the
Well, wherever
You're being mafzer on every campus is the question.
yeah,
It's not
but
the difference.
whatever, however you're solving the Shemi Yechata problem for sure, you're solving the Shemi Yechata problem for Asar. Good. Okay. Now, we saw the Chazon Ish primarily concerned about So the Chazon Ish is primarily concerned about Shema Yechata and not Mechzik HaMevashel. And that's the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Siman, Magen Avraham consistently only talks about Shema Yechata and not Mechzik HaMevashel. Mishnah Berurah, as a later Svarim point out, says different things in different places. In Sukkot the Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah primarily focuses on Mechzik HaMevashel. In the Shaar HaTzion Lamed Zayin, he mentions the other position of Rishonim. But in the text of Lamed Zayin, he just mentions Mechzik HaMevashel. And the Mishnah writes away in Sifkatan Nun Hei and Sifkatan Pei Zayin as well. So Lamed Zayin, Nun Hei, and Pei Zayin, the Mishnah mentions Masechta Mevashel. In Sifkatan Ayin, in Sifkatan Kuf Gemal, he gives the reasoning of Shamayachata. Yachata. So some of the later Svarim are bothered by this, is the Mishnah Sosa himself. So the Shvus Yitzchak points out, as well as the Oath of Hadar Mishnah Berurah, that if you look carefully, the places where the Mishnah Berurah raises Shamayachata Yachata are places where Mechzika Mevashel is not relevant. So the first instance is in Sifkatan Ayin, where the Mishnah Berurah is talking about the day on the Bali Tosas we just saw of an Isser Hafsara on Erev Shabbos. As you pointed out, it only makes sense to talk about an Isser Hafsara on Erev Shabbos if you're worried about Shamayachata Yachata. Doesn't make any sense if you're worried about Masechta Mevashel. So in explaining the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, where the Ramah says the Chachila to be choshish for that day in the Bali Tosfos, that's clearly working with the consideration of Shamayachata, Masechta Mevashel long kadosh to explain the Chumrah of the Bali Tosfos. So then it makes sense that the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us Shamayachata as opposed to Masechta Mevashel. And similarly, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Kuf Gemel talking about a case where you're putting something down on a place where there's no heat source now, and the Nachri is going to come and ignite it. So then there's no Mechzika Mevashel, because at the time you're putting it down, there's no heat source, but there may be a Shamayachata Yachata. So the Shvus Yitzchak points out, presumably, the Mishnah Berurah sees Mechzika Mevashel as the primary driving force behind the Isser HaFsara, because if it was really only bothered by Shamayachata, Shamayachata should account for every scenario. Shamayachata would have been the more logical reason. It's the same as the reason for Shehiyah. And Shamayachata is more expansive in explaining more situations than Mechzika Mevashel. The fact that Mishnah Berurah only mentions Shamayachata in a situation where Mechzika Mevashel won't cut it sounds like we're choshesh for both. Primarily, we're right about Mechzika Mevashel, but the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for Shamayachata, even in situations in which Mechzika Mevashel may not apply. Okay. So we'll be coming back as we go on to the Mechzika Mevashel versus Shamayachata considerations, as come up in other contexts as well. The Gemara on Lamed Ches Amud Reis introduces us to other criterion that are necessary in order to obviate a Hafsara problem, as opposed to Shehiyah, where we're only concerned about Shehiyah if it's not Gor V'Katim. Once you go with your Kotem, then you solved all problems. When it comes to Hafsara, the Gemara indicates that that may not be sufficient. So the Gemara has on the top of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, picking up where we just left off. The Gemara says, "So we brought him this kettle of hot water from the lower attic to the upper attic, and we were mosaic the kos, and we put it back where it started." Rashi says, "Lakira." So he took it off the flame, it sounds like, and then they put it back on. Below Amr Lanudavar. And Moshe didn't say anything. Amr Zreka, Amr Baba, Amr Tadoi, Lo Shanu Elish O Nabiyado. The heter of doing Hafzara, even if it's Gar V'Katim, is only if you're still holding on to the Kedera. Aval, Hinich and Al Gabe Karkasr. But if you put it down on the ground, then even if it's Gar V'Katim, it's still Asr Lav Zira. Amr V'Ami, Rav Tadai the Avid Lergamehu David. So he did that for himself, meaning Rashi says, Yachidu B'Davar Ein Alcha Kamosa. That's a Das Yachid. A Das Yachid of a guess Rav Tadai is an Amora. I don't think we have Rav Tadai too often. So it's a Das Yachid and not one of the more famous Amoraim. guess someone could search and see where else you have him. Elahafi Amar So Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even a nichol gabi mutter, a gabi karkas mutter b'atzara. Pligi Rav Dim Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, v'chavai mishvei Rebbe Lazar. Amri chad amar odem b'yado mutter gabi karka aser. One says if you're still holding on to it, it's mutter. If you put it on the ground, it's aser. Chad amri nichol gabi karka nami mutter. If you put it on the ground, it's mutter. Amri chizki mishvei d'abaye. Had amar odem b'yado mutter la amen el shaday to lahachzir. Not enough to be odem b'yado. It has to be day to lahachzir as well. Even if it's Oda B'yad, but not Daito L'Hachzir, it's Aser. And then, Ikad Amri, Amr Chizkim Mishrei D'Baye, Had Amr Al Gavi Karka, Aser L'Amin El Shein Daito L'Hachzir, Daito L'Hachzir is Mutter, Mechlal Shev Ander B'yad, Afi Shein Daito L'Hachzir is Mutter. And then, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Talan B'Makil Mahu, Let's say you're hanging it on a makel, but it's not all karkamamish. Inichal gabi mita, you put it on a bed, not on the ground, mahu. Vayirvashi pina mechal mechal mahu. I'll talk about at a later point. The Gemara ends with a take. So the Gemara here has basically three deos in Amoraim. According to one opinion, the first opinion, even if you put al gabi karka, Mutter lachzir because of Tadai with a das yachid, and there's no restriction of inichal gabe karka. According to the second opinion, you need tarti l'tivusa. It can't be al gabe karka, and it has to be daito lachziro. And according to the third opinion, it's only aser the tarti l'reisa. So if it's daito lachziro, even if inichal gabe karka, that will be mutter. So again, according to the first opinion, as long as it's garba katam, you're home free. According to the second opinion, you need both Daito L'Hachzir and you can't be Menichel Gabe Karka. According to the third opinion, sounds like either or. If it's Daito L'Hachzir, even Menichel Gabe Karka. If it's low Menichel Gabe Karka, below ain't Daito L'Hachzir, that would be Mutter. And then the Gemara has a Shaila that doesn't resolve about Hinichel Gabe Mita, putting it on a Mita the same as putting it on a Sasol. Okay, so Ibn Chananel on the side of the Gemara writes that since we're talking about a Daraisa, it doesn't mean, obviously, the Isser HaTzara is not an Isser Daraisa, but he means since we're talking about Shabbos issues and Shabbos is Daraisa, then we're Machmir like the Deah HaMachmira, and it'll only be Mutter B'Hatzara if you have Tarti L'Tivusa, if it's Lo Nichol Gabe Karka. And it's Daito Lehachziro. That's Rabbeinu Chanan. Says the Rashba, Diramaskal Michlau. He quotes Rabbeinu Haigon as being Machmir, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, and then he quotes that Rabbeinu Chananel. He explains Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't mean Daraisa Mamish. Aval, Daitan shel Gaonim Zal, Dekevan Dasru Mishum Mefsikim Avashel, the car of Hadavar lovely day is a Daraisa, Avileka Daraisa. So when Rabbeinu Chananel says we're talking about a Daraisa, obviously we're not talking about a Daraisa, but because we're worried about Mefsikim Avashel and Karva davar lovely the Isur deraisa, then we treat it as a deraisa as per the principle of safek deraisa luchumra. That's how the Rashi. That's how the Rashi explains the shita sagod. Now the Rashba says the Rambam and the Rif are in the same camp, but not really clear in the Rambam. I'm sorry, yeah.
Even those Darabans for treating a Daraisa is complete the
Because, right, it's a very Chomer Darabana, the way the Rashba says it. Because we're right about Mefsik HaMavashel, Karav HaDavar, lovely, Deisu HaDaraisa. Yeah, just like we have sometimes in Hilchos Nid, the same idea that we're machmir certain things, even though technically the Rabbanon, but because it's within the general misgaret of Daraisas. Okay. So the Rambam writes, so the Rashba says Rambam's like the Gaon. The Rambam, however, writes, Parak Gimel Halacha Yod. Ein mafzir in the olam el al gabe kira grufa o mechusa bekira the klupach shehuska bekashvet vava vehu shelo iniach hakdeir al gabe karka. That's as long as you don't put it on the ground. Excuse me. Aval mishenicha al gabe karka ein mafzir nusa. Once you put it on the ground, there's no hafsara. Afilu al gabe kira grufa o mechusa, even if it's garvakato. So the Rambam only mentions the requirement of lo iniach al gabe karka. There's no mention of daito le hachziro. And the Magen Mishnah says, sounds like the Rambam is paskening like Reb Tadai. Reb Tadai only has lo iniach al gabe karka and doesn't introduce a notion of daito le hachziro. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah understands Ram as well, both here and in the Beis Yosef. And the Kesef Mishnah, Beis Yosef, right. The Rambam doesn't mention the other Shailos in the Gemara, the Baitul Ifshita of Toliyu B'Makil or Hineach Gabi Safsal, because that's an Ibaidul Ifshita Ana Drabanan, Sveka Drabanan Lakula. So they hold, they understand the Ram is just passing like Reb Tudai. The only consideration outside of Garf Katam is Loi nichol gabe karka. Anything short of that, you don't need daito lach zero. You could be minyacha nakisa b'safsal, and you're still home free. The Gaon, Be'er Rav Gosef Katan Mem Aleph, says the Rambam is based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi also only has nichol gabe karka, and not daito lach zero. Even though Yerushalmi then is a day of Odebiyada. But it sounds like the Gaon is saying the Rambam is passing like the first part of the Yerushalmi, that the only consideration is lo hinichal gabe karka. And that's the psak of the Mechaber. If you read the Mechaber at the beginning of Sif Beis without the additions of the Ramah, the Mechaber writes in Sefer Yasi, "Kira shehi grufo k'tuma, v'natu l'kader me'la afil b'Shabbes, mutu l'afzira, kol zman shehi rosachas, v'oda b'yado, v'lo hinicha al gabe karka."
Just in the gross Chazon
Mm-hmm.
Rabbah, the Yerushalmi earlier passed in that they also need the Odium on Friday.
Right.
Rambam does it. So the Gro just be saying that the Rabbah is passing on part of the Yerushalmi and part of the Rabbah.
I think he's saying that ultimately anyway, because in the end, Yerushalmi also has Rabbi Yochanan of Oda B'Yado,
Well, but it's
which.
not Machria. I mean, that is not Machria, but like, I think that presented as a Macholus in Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi presents Bestimus in the beginning that it's going to be a problem.
You can still separate those two things. One issue is when does Havzara apply? The other is what are the carve-outs for Havzara? I don't know if
Right,
one's Mechayev
right.
the other, but I guess that's what you're saying. So when the Mechaber does have Oda V'Yado, is that more than the Rambam? Or the Rambam doesn't mention Oda V'Yado, he just says Lo Nichol Gabei Karka, and the Mechaber does add Oda V'Yado.
I mean, the Barilah have that to shame the Rabbah.
I'm sorry? I
In the Barilah, they have a Haggah right before the other B'yad.
mean, is that supposed to be Osios of the Ramah?
Says Haggah, so it might be the Rabbah himself.
Really? What do you have in your printed shop notes?
Are we allowed to use this?
Are you allowed to? Sure.
Yeah.
You're right. Here it has Oda V'Yado in the Yosef Rama. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. So they made a mistake in this, Mr. Shabura. That's what I was. That's what. Why I paused for 5 minutes. I was confused here. Okay. So yeah, the Mechaber does not have Oda V'Yado because he's going straight like the Rambam. The only Tanai that's relevant is Lo Hiniko al Garbei Karka. However, the Ramah paskens like the Machmirim, like the Gaonim, like the Rashba, like the Rash, then you need Tartu L'Tivusa. That's why if you read it together with the Hagav the Ramah says, Mutar Rasachas will come back to as a separate consideration. Is that simply a function of Bishal Acher Bishal or more than that? So we'll leave that aside for now. The Oda B'yado, Lo Gabe Karka, Lav Zero. So it has to be Oda B'yado, not Inichal Gabe Karka, and it has to be Daito Lav Zero. And there is a third opinion in Rishonim. There goes Maimonides quotes in the Sefer Truma. There goes Maimonides Sivkat and Dalet from the Sefer Truma. That even in Inichal Gabe Karka may be mutter in certain circumstances. If it's Inichal Gabe Karka, but Daito Lav Zero, that'll be mutter. According to the Rambam, the Mechaber, all we're concerned about is Inichal Gabe Karka. That's make it or break. According to the Ramah, it has to be both Inichal Gabe Karka slash Od V'Yado and Daito Lav Zero. But there is another opinion, the Baalei Tosa, Sefer Truma, quoted on the Gos Maimonides, that no, it's only us, but it could go either way. Even if it's Inichal Gabe Karka, but it's Daito Lav Zero, that'll be mutter. The Ritva quotes that from the Ra as well. The Ritva here, Vasikna, Delo Mitzra Chazara, Al Kira Gufa Tuma, Elekish and Bekarka, the Ain Dai Delaf Zero. But if you have one or they have the other, that's going to be. Okay. Yeah. So what are we concerned about? What is it that Inichal Gabe Karka or Ein Daito Lav Zero poses a problem for? So the Rashi that we saw before on Lamechasen Beis Atah Yumaskel Lav Zirin has a lashon of Bala Lahatvana Havalei Kematmin Lechachila, which in the Achzara context means that if you're going to be Meniach HaGabe Karka, so then, or potentially it may be relevant to Ein Daito Lechzir as well, so then that's Bala Daito, that's Bala HaMana Rishona, Bala Shehiya HaRishona. Hachzara is Mutter if there's still a connection between the original placement on the fire and the subsequent placement on the fire. If you sever that connection, so then it's like you're putting something on the fire anew that was never there in the first place, which potentially may create more of a Shami Chatur problem, may create more of a Mefzik Mevashel problem, as we will see. So what emerges from the Ramah is that in order to solve the Hafsara problem, aside from Garva Katum, it has to be Oda B'yado, Lo Inichal Gabe Karka, and Daito Lav Zero. You have to be holding on to it, not putting it on the ground, and intending to return it to the oven, to the Kira. What happens if not all of those situations are in place? So under what circumstances may we still be comfortable being makel? Ramosha in Shuvah Lamechess to Rabbi Eider. Rabbi Eider asked him the following. The Ramah says it has to be Oda B'yado. The Mechaber says Oinichal Gabe Karka. What's the din if you put al gabe karka, but you're still holding on to the pot? Is that considered hinichal gabe karka? It's both hinichal gabe karka and oda b'yado. It's on the ground, but you're still holding on to The handles. So Rabbi Eider says, Lashon Rama Pesha Mishnayis is writes when it comes to the condition of Lo Nichol Gabri Karka, the Tanai Shalotuna Chakidera L'Chol Davar Alashetiyeh Ba'Avir Ashetishvach Yimena Biachzikana. It has to be in the air. Sounds like even if you put it on the ground, you're still like holding on to it. That's not good enough. It has to be in the air, mamish. Lashon Yerushalmi, lo hevir yada bimena. Sounds like you just have to be holding on to it, even if you put it on the ground. So what's the din if you put it on the ground while holding on to the handles? Says Rav Moshe, yesh lahakel. Lashon inicha below hemidal gabi karka, mashbe shenicha mamish levada. It sounds like you're leaving it there, not holding on to it at all. And the Rambam, who only has the Rambam and Yad, who only has Lo Nichol Gabri Karka, there's no evidence in the Rambam that it has to be in the air. So he thinks the Rambam would be matir there as well. So Moshe thinks, halacha lemaisa, better. Probably Moshe would say it's still better not to put it on the ground, even if you're holding onto it, but that would be acceptable. Take a look at Be'er Halacha, Dibur Maskal, V'Daita. The in a mashma the al the gemara the gabri karka. Vine, Garmla Lidcha says Tavara, Lagamri, Vimneshala Ra, La Shum, De Amas Gamas, and Dere Truma. So the day of the Sefer Truma doesn't make the Shulchan Aruch, not to Mechaber, not to Rama. Says the Be'er Halacha, maybe the Sefer Truma was shortchanged because Mechaber thought, and the Rama thought, that that's a Das Yachid. That's the Ritva, which was people used to think was Iran that we just quoted. After Sheyesh Lahakel, the Milsa de Rabbanan, the Vidaita Lahaksir, Avshin Ichel Gabi Karka, Osha Odom Biyado, the Lay Daita Lahaksir, Kisha Silka, Yachel Lahaksir. Akal Panam Odom Biyado, Vain Daita Lahaksir, Mistabra Sheyesh, Vada Sheyesh Lahakel, Esatzar. So, Mishabura says, it could be that Babakam Sarach, it could be Makel, like the Sefer Truma, that as long as you have one without the other, Lo nichol gabi karka v'daita l'achziro, or nichol gabi karta v'ein daita l'achziro. Maybe you could be meikel, and definitely you could be meikel if it's odem v'yado and ein v'daita l'achziro. And he says v'chein v'heinichol gabi safsal v'chadoma v'yadaita l'achzir me'achar shegam das habes yosef kaposim makil masa. And even more so, if you put al gabei safsal, which is the baidel ishtah of the Gemara, maybe that's better than inichal gabei karka. That if it's al gabei safsal and daito lechziro, even if it's not odu biyado, maybe it could be meikel on that as well. In the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Vav, he says, and those later cases. Odom biyado, not daito lachziro, or daito lachziro, not odom biyado. lismoch al zeh. Moshe writes, Chayli Bey Simon Samachtes, Chayli Bey Simon Samachtes. Lachzira Biniach al Shulchan al Safsal. Sheesh the Hatir, Kavan Sheesh the Tzira Fayesh Omrim, Shamash Mashapos the Kena Ramah the Etzem, Rakshah Hichmir Shabbat Neishahar Bechalk and Alaran. So Moshe says you could add to the mix that which the Ramah quotes later in Seif Bey's. From the Ran, that we'll talk about more, Bemsheikh, the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, the Kolza Eno Asir Rakish and Olam and Akirim Bod Yom, the Lel Sirach Shechashecha. Avalib Lachem Isham Shechashecha, Afili Nichol Gabi Karka Mutter. That if it was on the flame when Shabbos began, and then you remove it, you don't need it to my Yachzar. So that's the Ran that we'll, Mirza Shem, talk about more about Chava. Ramosha says, when it comes to Hiniyach Agave Shulchan, you're putting it on a safsal, which is the Yibay Lushit of the Gemara. And it's the Idul Lachzira. So even though all things being equal would be Machmir, you shouldn't put it al a safsal, not only Agave Karki, even if it's the Idul Lachzira. But if you did, you could be Mitzarei if the Yesh Omer and the Ramah, the Ran, that we're not worried about Tanai Yachzara if it was on the flame when Shabbos began anyway. So in that case, Ramosha thinks you can be Mekel. That's the Pesach Shmir Shabbos as well, that if you put something on the table, which we're assuming, we'll flesh this out shortly, but assuming is the equivalent of a safsal, if you put something on a table, even if you're not holding on to it, and it's Idul Lachzira, then you can return it to the flame. You put it on the table, it's not Idul, it you're not holding on to it, but it is Idul Lachzira. Then you can put it back on the flame. That's the Pesach of the Orach HaShabbos. Rav Schachter in his Ha'aretz on the Rabbi Willig English Sefer thinks that's questionable, that the Dei HaMekilah Sefer Tumah is a minority opinion that you shouldn't be Samechan, and you shouldn't be Mekel even in Hiniyach Gabei Shulchan if it's not Oda B'Yado, unless it's a Shas HaDechak Gadol.
The Rebbe also said that if we may go in, if you let it go, on the keys of the
And the keys of Isasel, if you let it go, but it's still the Idul Lachzira. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Specific, yeah.
right, even if the Shulchan was considered Karka, would you still be in Mako? Because already.
Even if, well, no, so the Gemara has that Ibaidul Ifshita is a Safsal Mita considered the same as Karka. Right, so we're saying that that itself is a Safek. So because that's now it, Lo Ifshita in the Gemara, you can be Mako to assume that that's better than Karka.
So would the Orko Shabbos be making, if let's say one put it actually on Karka,
No, 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 no. We're only talking about Shulchan. Nezafsal. Now, the Shvus Yitzchak points out that this question is not necessarily so pashut, Perek Yudalef. Is it so pashut that a Shulchan is the same thing, or a countertop is the same thing as a Mito or a Safsal? Why shouldn't it be the same? Because if you're putting something al gabei karka, so then you're clearly indicating you have no intention of putting it back on the flame. That's a total siluk. If you're putting something on a mita, so you wouldn't normally put a pot on a mita. Must be putting it on the mita because you're just putting it there temporarily in order to put it back on the flame. If you're putting it on a countertop, that could go either way. Sometimes people put things on countertops to just leave it there. Sometimes you put it on a countertop in order to put it back. So Shvus Yitzchak says that in theory could go either way. It's in the middle. Maybe it's worse than a mita safsal. So he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Elyashiv that they were mekel that you could treat a shulchan or a countertop like a mita safsal because it's the derech to put it there on the way to putting it back on the flame. Shmir Shabbos passes that way with Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman as well in Ha'ara Samoth. That's as opposed to putting it in a refrigerator. the Shu Sisu points out that's worse because there you're clearly being misalik yourself and putting it back on the flame. However, Orach HaShabbos has in the back a tshuva from Rav Osner. Rav Osner was machmir that you shouldn't treat a shulchan or a countertop as a safsal. You should treat that as al gabei karka. That's also partially relevant to the following machlokas of the later poskim. Shmir Shabbos talks about this in Sif Kaf Gimel and Ha'ara Ayin Hay. There are a couple related shilas. Shila number one is, let's say by mistake, you have two pots on the flame. You have your chalent and you have your soup for Friday night. And by mistake, you took off the chalent pot instead of the soup pot. And you only realize your mistake once you put it down, let's say on the counter. So it's not necessarily daito of zero because when you took this pot off, you didn't have das on this pot per se to put it back. It wasn't oda biyado. So what's the din? Can you put that chalent pot back on the flame? So Shmir Shabbos goes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. Similar consideration, even though it wasn't daito lachzira on this pot per se, but it was in theory daito lachzira that if you would have realized you were taking the chalent pot off, you would have put it back on. The tzirif, the ran, that as long as it's on the flame and Shabbos begins, you don't need the tanai hachzara. So maybe that's considered enough. Daito lachzira, good tzirif, that ran. That's the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And the Orach HaShabbos quotes that Rav Eliashiv was machmir. Again, the Orach HaShabbos frames this as potentially being similar to the previous shaila, whether the countertop is like karka or is it like a mita? Do you need a clear siluk das? Or do you need it to be clear that you don't have a seal of das? And if it's somewhere in the middle, then is that considered enough of a seal of das or not? Also relevant to the same halachah of Shlomo Zalman of Eliashiv, let's say the flame goes out. Can you move the chalent pot to another flame? So technically speaking, it wasn't daito lachzira per se, because you're not thinking about it, and it's not o de biado per se. But Shlomo Zalman was mekel, same consideration, but see if the ran, and you don't have a negative das, you don't have a das to dafka not keep it on the flame. Maybe that's enough to be matir. And Rabbi Eider's mekel that way as well, funa tough, tough resh ches. And the Rosh Hashanah goes to Eliashiv as having been machmir. I think on that, minhag ha'olam largely it's like Shmir Shabbos, so we'd be mekel on that as long as it's not in this time legamri, as long as the flame goes out, it's still hot to put it back. Again, the time legamri in this picture, we'll have to talk about more as we go on. Okay, we'll stop here. Yirtzeh Hashem, next time we'll talk about scenarios that may create a situation where maybe you could put something back on the flame even if it did cool off. We'll talk about the din of smicha, the Sugya Lamed Zayin, the din of toch. And we'll go on in the Marmar class.